A second important property specific to surds is that for any given number, if that number is not a perfect square, then the square root of the number is going to be irrational. For example, the number 16 is a perfectly square number because 4 times 4 is 16. So the square root of 16, which is 4, is rational. But in contrast, the number 17 is not a perfectly square number. The square root of 17 is going to be irrational. The square root of 17 is in fact 4.12310.56 and so on, an irrational number. This property extends to roots other than square roots. Think about cube roots or root 3 of numbers. For any given number, if that number is not a perfect cube number or cubic number, such as 8, 27 or 64, then the cube root of the number is going to be irrational. Thus, the square root of 4 is rational because 4 is a square number, but the cube root of 4 is irrational because 4 is not a cubic number. We can extend that property to other kinds of roots and surds as well, root 4, root 5, root 6, and so on. And there becomes a bit of a pattern to it. We can generalize the property like this. We can say that for any given number n, if n is not the result of a rational number x raised to the power of I, then root I of n is going to be irrational. And conversely, if that number n is the number that is x raised to the power of I, where x is rational, then root I of n will be rational.